This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. It's the BJ Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free and you'll get the podcast there later on today, too. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday. Today is what, the 29th?
Yes.
Oh, man. I get my dates wrong. But today, I'm on target, man. And today's big news. By the way, good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited for this cold weather.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You're excited?
Yeah. Let's get it going.
Yeah. I'm excited for the cooler weather. I don't like the cold weather, but I do like the cooler stuff.
Yeah, I don't want, like, negative temperatures. Yeah. I just want a little cooler.
Right now, it feels awesome outside. Yeah. It is absolutely perfect. I wish it could stay this way. Good morning, Spadell.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I walked in. I saw my cooler I let you borrow. You cleaned it up. So, you know, thank you. Yeah.
Dude, my wife wouldn't even let me clean that thing in the house.
Really?
It was so nasty. She made me take it outside with a hose to clean it. So I took Brillo pads and a hose. That's how I got it clean.
Nice.
So let me give everybody a little insight on this, okay? So, Spadell, let's me borrow a cooler. On Friday, I think it was,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Who was the donut place that came in?
Desert Donuts.
Desert Donuts came in here. Wonderful treats,
yeah,
okay?
Really good.
Amazing.
Donuts, and they gave us some of these ice cream cakes, pies, right?
Yeah.
Miniature, okay? So nobody here wanted them. So I said, I'll take them home for Frog, right? And so Spadell said, hey, I got a cooler in the car. So he goes down, brings up the cooler. One of those little Playmates.
It's like a lunchbox cooler.
Well, what's it called? Playmate? Like Playboy?
Yeah, Playmate Igloo.
Yeah. He's got his own Playmate, man.
right in his car.
He goes down to the car. He brings it up here. And this thing, folks, is disgusting. It's got spider webs in it.
Really?
It is so nasty. It was unbelievable.
And you keep that in your car, Spadell?
Yeah, I use it when I go to the paintball field. If I have like a drink or something, I'm going to put it in there for the day so it stays cool.
Keeping it in your car is not the question. The question is, you put food in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, like drinks and snacks.
Oh,
dude.
And it's got spider webs in it?
I didn't want to say no to you because it was a wonderful gesture on your part, okay?
Yeah.
And you and I are pals. So I didn't want to break your heart, you know, get you all bummed out or anything. So I went in and took it, and I put the treats in there, put some ice in there, and I thought, I'll take these home. By the time I got home, I looked at your cooler, and I said, there's no way I'm feeding Frog anything out of this damn cooler. I threw the treats away. I put the Playmate outside in the garage, and I brought it indoors yesterday to clean it, and my wife said, no, you get that piece of crap out of here.
She probably freaked out, yeah.
Oh, it was so, man, did I do a good job on it or what?
Yeah, dude, it was so clean that I came in and the lights were off, and I was like, yo, this is clean, before even turning the lights on.
It looks brand new.
It really does.
He's literally going to start giving you everything he has so you can clean it.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
you are
thank
disgusting,
you for cleaning
dude.
It.
I love dirt. I don't have a problem with dirt, but man, you are beyond dirt.
Yeah, it was bad.
Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, hi.
How are you doing?
What are you guys doing?
I'm talking to Spadell about his cooler that he lent me on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Remember that disgusting cooler that he gave me? Did you see it?
I never got to see it. I know he was going to bring you one. Was it yucky?
Oh, yeah. Jamie, it was the nastiest thing you've ever seen. It's like he carries dirt in this thing, okay?
So the reason why, Desert Donuts brought us all this stuff, and some of this stuff was ice cream, and I wasn't going to take it home, so I'm like, you know what? Take it home to your fam, blah, blah, blah.
Bro.
And then Spadell's like, I've got a cooler.
Yeah. Just randomly.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. No. It had spider webs in it.
What?
Yeah. And I didn't want to, you know, disappoint the kid. Yeah. So I said, okay, hey, thank you, Spadell. What a buddy you are.
Yeah, they cleaned it.
And I got to the, I didn't even eat the treats. It was so nasty.
Really?
No, I threw them away. I'm like, I can't eat this out of this.
Like they were contaminated.
Oh, it was
Did it have mold in it?
Oh, it was terrible. My wife, I brought it in. This is a true story. Last night, I said, I got to take this cooler back to Spadil. But I'm not going to take it back like this. I don't even want to put it in my car. So I bring it into the sink to clean it. She makes me take it outside with grow pads. She said, get that nasty piece of... Oh, she used some bad language right in front of Frog. He goes to a Catholic school.
That's when you know the cooler's bad.
Yeah. You did that, Shredell.
You're right. That's when you know. Yeah. When Mom is using the F word right in front of the kid,
right?
He's got to go to school the next day.
Look
Who knows?
What you've done.
I know. I'm horrible.
But thank you for the cooler.
Yeah, thank you for cleaning it.
Right,
you did a great job. You really did.
You know what?
You can show it to Jamie.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? It's like you didn't get anything out of this except for work.
Work. Yeah. I cleaned it.
And Spadil got a new cooler.
Look at this. Look what I did.
Oh, wow.
Is that nice?
That
or what?
Is spotless. You can lick on it. Like you can lick the bottom of that. Example A.
We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Hips don't lie, man. That's you, Jamie. Your hips don't lie.
I know. Did you see me doing Shakira, Shakira?
Yeah, I saw it. It's kind of wacky this time of the morning.
It's early. It's early for my hips not to lie.
All right. The big story this morning is the weather's about to change. Don't freak out. Don't run to the grocery store. You're not going to need
Nothing's
it.
Nothing's going to happen.
It's not the blizzard of 2024 coming. It's just going to be colder than yesterday was 82.
It's crazy.
I know. It was warm. It was crazy warm.
Center at the airport.
Yeah.
82
yeah.
degrees, and then we got snow for tomorrow. Colorado, man, you gotta love it.
Right. I was cracking up because remember how you weren't gonna like do a lot of the intense weather because of that? Was it Allstate? I forget what commercial it is, but it's like don't become your parents,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I forget which insurance they're obviously
Farmers.
Doing.
Farmers
is
insurance,
it? Okay.
Yeah.
They're obviously doing a great job since I can't remember.
Yeah. You just remember the sayings.
Yeah, the sayings.
They're great commercials, by the way.
They are great.
Like, it's actually Progressive.
Oh!
Yeah.
So it's don't be like your parents, right?
Yeah.
So it's this whole thing. And every one of us can relate to it because I've done the thing of like, ooh, this is a nice box. I think I'll save it. Like, why do I need a nice box? And then...
Nope.
Go ahead.
I think it is Farmers.
No, I have it right here. See, Dr. Rick Weather Progressive Insurance Commercial.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so I have done the key. Oh, this is a nice box. I'll use it for Christmas. What?
Yeah.
I get
and then
boxes.
You forget about it.
Yeah. And then so BJ is the guy that does the weather all the time, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, cumulus clouds. Oh, it's a cold front coming in from Biloxi.
Yeah.
So I got this. This text was in our group text last night. It says, I have a concern. I love those, well, she said Allstate commercials, but I don't know. Anyway, she said, I have a concern. I love the Allstate commercials about young homeowners becoming their parents. I'm starting to identify with the parents and not the young homeowners. They just showed a guy wearing a Grills Just Want to Have Fun apron. And she's like, oh, that's cute. I might want to get that.
That's when you know.
That's when you know.
That's when you know.
Grills Just Want to Have Fun.
That's awesome. The ultimate dad apron.
Right?
Yeah, I've decided that I'm not going to do the weather anymore. I'm not going to predict the weather. All I'm going to do is grab it off a TV, wherever, and just play it for you.
Yeah.
I'm not putting my 2 cents worth in because every time I do, and if it gets wrong, you guys chastise me. I'm not a meteorologist.
You are.
I've said it from the very
but
beginning.
But you played one on TV.
I try my best.
You did play one on TV.
I did play one on TV.
Yep.
I went down with Dave Frazier.
Yep.
But I'm sick and tired of all the backlash. You guys just
no. It's just
chirp,
it's
chirp,
just
chirp.
That you are the commercial. Just like I'm the Save the Nice Box commercial.
All right, here it is, straight from TV this morning.
Bought it in 2021.
And since
whoa,
what
whoa,
is that?
Wrong,
what?
Didn't sound like snow.
What?
But brought in other audio.
Oh, gotcha.
Changed it up on me.
Here in the metro area, we will get some clearing. We're gonna have a sunny, windy day ahead. By later on this afternoon, I do think most of this is going to stay in the mountains. However, we could get a few brief showers sneaking on down to the Front Range, and then as we're looking ahead to Wednesday morning, we will wake up to a little bit of rain and snow. It's going to be spotty off and on throughout the morning, backing off by later on in the day. And I do think that while we're going to get some snowflakes at times, there's also going to be that mixing over to rain in the immediate heart of the metro, south side of the metro, into our foothills, better chance for seeing that actual snow that may accumulate. Regardless, we are getting some much needed moisture, which is great news. Mostly rain here for the metro and a lot of melting for those who do get snow.
Did she say moisture?
You know what? It's going to be so windy again today, and it freaks me out. Because Pete's doing the countdown to how many days we've had without any rain.
Yeah.
What's he at? I forget.
Because
he always texts us and tells us how many days it's been.
I don't know. I thought it was going to rain some yesterday.
Yeah,
I did too. It started clouding up, but it never did.
No, I know.
But we do have rain in the forecast, I guess, maybe starting later on today. I have no idea. But I will say this, it's going to get cold. Freeze warning for tomorrow night. Not tonight, tomorrow night.
You know how I don't love to come on the show and show like my weaknesses or how pathetic I am or all the crap in my life? Let me just tell you something. I'm going to go ahead and tell you something. Three car garage and three cars outside.
Wow. Yeah.
Not one will fit inside the garage. Oh, not one.
Well, you're turning into world. BJ.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm way ahead of her on this.
BJ's been doing it his entire life.
I've never had a car in a garage. I've been in this house for 20 years. I've never had a car in that garage.
I mean, he's the expert.
Yeah,
so it's on me, but I will say that like my kid dumped all his like camping stuff in the middle of the garage, right? And it's like weird stuff. It's like he had this outdoor shower, so it's this long tube with a faucet on the end. Like, what the hell am I going to do with this thing? And the trash isn't going to take it because it's like got copper piping and it's a whole mechanism. Anyway, so I can shove that against the wall. But mostly I bought outdoor furniture for the cabin and I haven't unboxed it because it's so heavy. I can't even move it. So it's just sitting. I really should just set it up in the garage.
In the garage sale, somewhere to
sit. Yeah. So,
a couple of days ago, my neighbor comes home. I don't know, maybe often I see her at the grocery store, but she comes home. She pulls into her driveway. I'm standing on the edge of my driveway, her garage door, I look like some puppy out there, you know? I'm watching somebody else eat ice cream or something, okay? I'm standing there looking at her garage. Door goes open. She pulls in. Door closed.
Just admiring.
I never see her again. I'm like, whoa, that's cool. God.
Yeah.
I never saw her again.
So that's what I'm going to try to do today is I'm going to try to at least get two of the three cars in the garage.
That's a good goal.
That's my goal today. That's what I'm going to try. Same thing about your neighbor. My neighbor gets his cars in there too. But all of a sudden, we're both outside. The Amazon van comes by, and I yell at him, no, keep going to his house.
Don't you dare stop.
And then he's yelling, no, stay in her house.
Yeah.
And then it was his house, thank God. And so he came over, he's like, damn it. Because he has three daughters and a wife, so he has four girls in that house. Right?
I would have just brought the packages over to your house.
And I said, what'd you get? He goes, I don't even know. And I go, how much do you think that we've spent, like, since the inception of Amazon? How much do... Because there's an Amazon at least three times a day at his house because of four women live there. Well, I mean, some of them are little.
You can't walk out on the street and not see an Amazon truck or a UPS truck or a FedEx truck.
But I wonder if there's a place on the actual site where you can find a total, a tally of since its inception, this is how much you've spent on Amazon.
And we're so brainwashed. Ugh. I'm sitting at my house yesterday waiting on a box. And I'm watching my phone as this guy makes his stop.
Yeah.
I'm watching him stop around the neighborhood. You're three stops away. And then all of a sudden he stops somewhere else and I'm still three stops away and I'm pissed.
And
now
you're like, it's a lie.
Like, dude, you stuck somebody in there. That's not cool. It's not cool. I was three stops away.
Yeah. But how much do you think we all have spent since it? When was it created?
I don't want to know.
All right. So just in 2023 alone, their net revenue is $576 billion. Just for 2023.
I feel like I'm at $1 billion of
that. Tabloid trash. We'll do it next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Don't know if we have any audio. Hey shout out.
Good.
I know, right?
It's like you're a rapper.
Hey, shout out to Crystal. She just started listening to the show. She said, let's see here. I love you guys. I'm a new listener and I absolutely love you. My name is Crystal. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, hey, Crystal.
Crystal.
Welcome. Welcome. You're not going to always love it.
No.
Just, hey, just being honest, okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little iffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. All right, anyway. Jelly Roll. We love Jelly Roll. And I guess he played a show in Little Rock, Arkansas. And while he was on stage or whatever, he invited everybody to go to a place called Gus's Chicken. He said he'd buy their meal. That was a mistake.
Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, you did?
I saw the video. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was out like over the weekend or Friday or something like that. Yeah.
I do actually have some audio. This is, Jelly Roll. It's number one.
Okay. All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
When I first started coming to Little Rock, Arkansas, I played a place called Sticky's Chicken Shack. It had 200 people. I sold it out. I was so proud. The next time I came, I played a place called The Rev Room. Right next to it's a place called Gus's Chicken. We ate Gus's Chicken every time we played The Rev Room. I played that place 10 times. If you come to Gus's Chicken in Little Rock, Arkansas today, the food is on me, baby. Come get you a meal. This one's on me to honor our sold-out show at Simmons Bank Arena. To all y'all artists playing Sticky's and playing The Rev Room, dude, I played Sticky's 10 times. I played The Rev Room 20 times. Keep playing, baby. Keep playing, baby.
Keep playing.
Yeah.
$19,000. That was his bill.
Woo! It's pretty good.
That's a lot of sticky chicken or whatever it was. Gus's Chicken.
I saw when he posted the video. I mean, literally, it'd been up for like a minute when I saw the video. And at that point, nobody obviously could respond. But obviously, they got bombarded, didn't they?
So, speaking of posting, you and I have ESP. We've always said it. We've always said it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, we think alike.
Yeah. So, I posted on our Facebook page about Giselle, which I'll get to the story. Giselle, pregnant, right? She's knocked up. Mm-hmm. And then literally 2 seconds after I posted that, I got a notification that you'd put it up on X.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I tagged you.
I know.
Just so you know.
That's why I got notified.
Okay.
And so it was like, we literally were thinking at the same time, like, oh my God, Giselle is pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. What's
Isn't
going through
crazy?
Tom's head?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought.
Well, and I thought, okay, because I overthink everything, but I was like, she is pregnant with that taekwondo. No, it's jujitsu. Yeah, so that jujitsu instructor, she is pregnant with his child. And I was thinking, she's like, oh, you want to know what it's like now where our kids have to split another kid? Because, you know, she has been a stepmom to another child, right? And that's a lot of work. When you're a stepmom to somebody else's kid, it's just always weird and it's a lot.
That kid's a teenager too, isn't
he?
Yeah, he is. And that's from Tom Brady years ago.
Yeah, so she had to incorporate that child with her kids. And so now she's like, I'm going to incorporate this child over here, just like you did with that girl, with our children.
So now we're even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't that deep, but that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
No, in fact, they're saying that it was a complete accident, that neither one of them wanted her to get pregnant.
Well, she obviously pulled the goalie.
I don't know.
Yeah, they were doing something they weren't supposed to.
Yeah, because she's 44 and she obviously pulled the goalie.
I don't know. That's the story this morning.
Giselle Bundchen, Tom Brady's ex-wife, is pregnant and expecting her first child with jiu-jitsu pro. Is his name Joaquim? Joaquim?
I think it's Joaquin.
Oh,
Joaquin.
You're right. That's what it would be. You're right. See what I mean, Crystal? Not always on point. The supermodel has been dating him since June 2023, and this will be her third child and his first. She divorced Tom Brady. Wow, it's already been 2022?
It seems just like 6 months ago.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's been 2 years, does it? It was October 2022.
Yeah.
That's longer. I don't know. Yeah, it seems like it was like last month. But they've been divorced for 2 years after 13 years of marriage. She has two other children with the former NFL star. And she also says in that one documentary that she's always a mom to the other kid, too.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's crazy.
Man, what a lucky kid. That house that she has down there in Miami.
Oh, I thought you meant because the baby would come through vagina.
Just kids.
Like, just a lucky child.
No. Not that creepy. No. But, I mean, think about what he's being born into. Your dad and your mom live down there in that mansion. Your stepfather, Tom Brady.
Yeah, but it's also like, look what else you're born into. Like, your siblings, your half-siblings have another dad, and there's another kid that comes over, and he has another mom. I mean, that's also what you're born into.
Yeah,
it's
a
lot
too.
It's a lot. Anyway, I guess while this was going on, Tom's like, oh my God, she's pregnant. And then he started calling everybody a spaz, and everybody's mad at him.
Yeah.
But,
no, he did that during a broadcast.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have
a football game.
I'm going to
Oh, okay. I thought you meant that he called everybody. Her a spaz.
No, I'll get. Oh, okay. It was a setup, kind of.
Okay. All right. Threw me off, though.
For a minute, you were Schmidel.
Yeah. Was I? That's a pretty good insult there.
You know, when you try to set something up and he comes on top of it, and you're like, oh, God.
Well, the way I heard... It doesn't matter.
Tom Brady offended some people with his commentary while calling the Bills-Seahawks game on Fox Sports on Sunday. He was talking about a quarterback, and he was saying, like, oh, my God, he used to play like a spaz before he became more controlled. Well, I guess people are mad because that's a real, real bad word in some worlds. It says the spaz comment was uncalled for, highly offensive to people who have physical disabilities as well as their loved ones. Sickening vocabulary from Tom Brady. So,
a little overthought, in my opinion.
I hadn't thought of, like spaz to me is kind of like, you know how kids are sometimes they're just like bouncing off the walls.
Yeah,
they're all over the place.
Yeah, that's like
wacky.
Like zing 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 zing. That's a spaz to me.
Yeah.
It's not anybody with a disability.
That's the bottom line. I don't find it offensive. I don't think most people do. I think
don't have disabilities, so if somebody with a disability finds that it's offensive, then we have to respect that.
I don't think anybody goes to the doctor and you're being told that you have spaz.
No, but I think that some people have spasms that they can't control, so maybe that's it.
I don't understand that.
Listen, I'm just trying.
It's a little picky.
You're a little picky.
Now you're acting like Spadil.
I'm so sad about this, you guys. More TGI Fridays are closing down. Oh, man. It's so sad. I didn't even know there's any left, to be honest
with you.
I know.
Because I always used to go to the one that now is Hooters in Lone Tree. It was a TGI Fridays.
Yeah, I went to that one
back
too.
Back in the day. Yeah, and that was the spot. I loved like their poppers and everything.
I thought it was good too. It's the Hooters you go to, BJ. That used to be a TGI Friday.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they just, well, first of all, they got rid of their flair, which was a huge mistake.
I mean, that's the draw.
Exactly. And then they got rid of their flair, and then all of a sudden, they're like kind of boring. But I thought their food was good, and then they put the Hooters in.
I thought it was great.
There's one in St. Louis right by the airport that I always go to. I'm feeling like it might be shut down soon.
Yeah, to me, it was more like an Applebee's.
But better.
It had that
vibe. It does have that feel, but it was. I felt like the food was a little bit better.
It was bar food. It was all right.
A little bit better. I feel sorry for Frog. I'm not going to lie.
Why?
Well, I know your wife was at a pottery class last night. Yep. And, man, were you tweeting about football?
Oh, what do you mean? I only sent a couple.
That tells me the poor child was on a tablet all day.
Because you were in it.
You were in it.
Well.
The child was on a tablet.
Yeah. I don't know where he was at, actually.
Or BJ was on the tablet. And then
no, he's watching the game. No, the child was in the corner on a tablet playing games, and you're like, here, you can play it all day.
I think he was in the basement with the electrician trying to wire some stuff. I don't really
supervise
know.
Him.
Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
He's only six. I mean, he can wire. Got to start somewhere, right? All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday, only 2 days away. Halloween.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's free. Podcast is there. This is a good time of year to be a part of the lawn service people because their phones are going to be ringing off the hook this morning with these temperatures going to drop. We've got a freeze
warning. Have you blown yours out yet?
They get blown out this afternoon.
They do?
3:30.
I thought you were going to try it yourself.
I did. My compressor doesn't work.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, no. And it was either get a new compressor or just call up Angela.
Do you remember when I did it and I was in the basement and you guys, it was like a cartoon scene. Like, I don't know what happened. I pulled the wrong valve and it literally shot me between the eyes for like, I just stood there in shock for a minute. And then I come upstairs, my kids,
coming at your
my
face.
Kids like, Mom, just call somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, mine gets done later today. Nice. I think Carson said his gets done today.
Today,
too.
Yep.
And that the phones are going to be ringing off the hook. Like Justin over at Steel Bros, I talked to him last week, and he said the first sign of cold weather. That they get bombarded. We all progress.
I know.
They wait.
Oh, well, you
we
might,
all do.
Look at this. Guess what this is?
Water notice.
It says water shutoff notice.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
It won't freeze now because you don't have water.
That is true.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out when I have to. I saw this on my door. I was like, what? Oh, I have till tomorrow.
Oh, you do?
October 30th.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine. See, it's fine.
All right. We have to take a break, but when we come back, I was just telling Jamie a story.
Oh, my God. This is so funny,
I'm
guys.
On the phone yesterday with
Bank. Don't give it any of
I
it away.
I won't.
It's
I'm
funny.
I'm on the phone yesterday with Bank of America credit card, right? And, man, did I get hosed.
Oh, my God, so bad.
I can't believe it.
A phone call couldn't go worse.
It really couldn't.
I never expected any bad news. It was all happy, happy, happy. Oh, it went horrible, horrible.
So bad.
All right, we'll talk about it next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. On the Odyssey app. The reason I was texting last night, let me just explain this real quick here. And I didn't keep an eye on Frog. I'm not really sure what he was doing, but I was really entrenched in football.
Yeah.
It's because Monday Night Football last night, it was the Pittsburgh Steelers, okay? The Steelers were playing, I don't know, somebody. But Russell Wilson was the quarterback, our former quarterback, who we continue to pay to this day. Mega bucks. Jamie, he was on fire.
That's what the text said.
He looked like a world champion out there. And we paid this guy.
Do you think that he was just faking it when he was here?
Yes.
He's just like, I got so much money, I don't even have to try.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think exactly.
I think he hates Elway.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
All right. Let me get into this American Bank of America story, okay? I was explaining this to Jamie off the air, if this had ever happened to her. But so yesterday, I called up Bank of America. I paid off a credit card. Now, if I'm on that Dave Ramsey show, you know, the financial guru,
yeah, uh-huh.
They'd be doing that hip, hip, hooray.
Yeah,
that
you paid
dance.
It off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, the big shout out
yeah.
thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I felt good about it, man. It was like $2,000-$3,000, something like that. But I paid it off because I wanted to switch over to a rewards card.
Right.
I thought, man, I need to get some air miles or something from this, right? And even the lady on the line suggested it. So I go on, boom, give her the old bank number and pay it off. She cancels that card. We open up the old rewards card for me to get credit. Now, keep in mind, the old card, I had a $15,000 credit limit, okay?
Nice.
Now
good.
It's at zero. We're going to switch over. So we cancel this card. She says you have to do, you know, all the paperwork and stuff for the application, whatever, for the other card. So I do it. We wait 10 seconds. It's computing. Denied.
Declined.
I got declined. So now picture this. Here I am. I just paid off a card that I've got $15,000 credit on.
Right.
Zero balance now. And I just got declined for the new one. So now I don't have a card at all.
So he wanted to get the upgrade card, and now he doesn't have the upgrade card or the startup card. You have no card.
This lady is baffled. She says it's never happened.
Oh,
I've
my
never
God.
Had this to happen. You've got zero balance now.
Yeah.
And then you just got declined.
That doesn't make any sense because you're a good customer, right? You pay off your bill and all that stuff.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Man.
And timely payments because it's direct. It's direct. It's straight from the bank. So I've never missed a payment.
Well, maybe you're actually a bad client because they want the interest.
Yeah, they want people that don't pay it.
Look. I've been a client since 1989. Think about that. 35 years.
You're not making them any money, though.
No, Carson, you're missing it. I am making the money. I've been paying interest for 35 years.
Yeah, but you said you pay it off every time, so that means they're not.
No. I've carried a balance of $4,000, $5,000, $6,000.
Gotcha.
I've never paid this card off.
Oh, okay.
Ever.
All right.
I've always paid them. You know, it comes straight out of the bank.
Right.
And it's a monthly payment. $400 every month. And about $150 of that's interest every month.
Gotcha.
And I've been doing that for 30 years. And they declined me.
So now he has no credit card.
I go, so I'm expecting this lady. I'm expecting her to grab a supervisor. Right.
Yeah.
She goes, No, I can't do that. You're going to get a letter in the mail that tells you why you're declined. And then we could start over on the process.
And what's interesting is that this is a Bank of America Visa or something?
Yeah, it's a MasterCard.
A MasterCard? Yeah. So, and then they see that you're a Bank of America customer, right?
Yes.
So the whole thing is whacked.
Yes, they see everything.
So they know what kind of like money you have in the bank to pay it off and all that stuff. That's weird.
It's unbelievable. It, not only that, you give you know all the particulars of your salary and everything. And I'll be honest with you, I don't owe anything else. I have no car payment. I have nothing. The only thing I have is like doctors and your electricity and things like that and a mortgage. That's it.
Right.
I got no other bills. Got none.
Well, if it makes you feel better, okay, I'll make you feel better. So I have the American Express Platinum, which is kind of hard to get, right?
Oh, I could get it.
It's the nice heavy card. It's metal.
It's a heavy duty
real
card.
Real nice. Yeah. But it is like $650 a year to have it. But I applied for the Southwest credit card. Declined.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
I did the one where the flight attendant hands you the thing.
Yeah, and then you fill out the form.
Right, and then you get 10,000 extra miles because you did it on the airplane or whatever. You know? And she gets like $5 or something. I don't know how it works. But anyway, I got a notice from the one that I filled out on the airplane that I was declined for a Southwest credit card.
I hear you. And yesterday, this lady, to make matters worse, I mean, before I get declined, okay, when we're applying for this rewards card, she's going through all the ways coming with the holiday season coming up on how I'm going to get such a kickback. They got a $500 offer where if you spend like $1,500 in the first 90 days, you get $500 back.
How long were you on the phone with her?
Over an hour.
Oh my God.
It was over an hour. Yeah.
And she was giving you sales pitches for every single card.
Oh, she was telling me what the rewards give you. And this is all before being declined. So I'm hearing all this thinking, oh man, all this is. This is my lucky day. All this stuff's instead. When I get declined, that means I just lost $15,000 in credit.
Now, can she reinstate the old card?
She doesn't know. She's never done this before, she said. But according to her, once a card is canceled, it's canceled.
Yeah.
But they're going to try to reinstate the old card. Now that I'm declined on the rewards. So I'm kind of screwed. I don't have a card now. I'm done. I went from having a card with $15,000 credit and a $2,000 balance, paying it off to zero. To nothing.
And now your wife will control you because she's the only one that has a credit card.
I didn't even tell her.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, God.
No. I was so embarrassed. I felt like such a loser.
So now you have to pay for everything with cash?
Declined.
A debit card? You only have a you know, you can't, because at one point in my life, I only had a debit card, too, and you can't get a rental car on it.
You can't? Oh, well, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. No, all I have is a debit card.
Yeah,
now.
That's what I mean.
I have nothing. I have nothing in my name.
I think Enterprise will let you use a debit card, but Avis and
if
all
you
those.
You use a debit card, you have to put down like a giant security deposit.
But Avis simply will not.
Oh, really?
I had to take the shuttle over to Enterprise.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so they won't. Yeah. I was like, what? And she's like, I'm sorry, we don't take debit cards there.
This lady was so apologetic. She goes, oh my God, I've never seen anything like this. I feel so bad for you. I should have never canceled that first card. No crap, Sherlock. Hello, you got one job. You screwed me. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ. Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Cold weather on the way, they say. Going to be a freeze warning for tomorrow night. Not tonight, but tomorrow night going to get really cold. Sorry.
I feel like they changed it. I feel like it was going to be Tuesday, and then they changed it. Now it's Wednesday to Thursday. I don't know what the hell is going on. It's crazy.
Could be. It's going to get cold, though. Maybe a little bit of moisture, too. We could certainly use it.
Yeah, we could.
Spadil brought me some audio this morning. Now, I've not listened to it.
Yeah.
How'd you describe it? A little girl talking about her mom pooping?
Oh, yeah. I saw that last week.
You did see it?
Yeah.
So, I don't know what this is.
So it's two little boys and a little girl, and they asked her to come play, and she's basically like saying, well, I don't know. My mom's inside. She's pooping a lot because she has to have a colonoscopy. But a lot of it, you're not even going to be able to understand.
It okay. is kind of
because they have to. Well, they had to do a closed caption for it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Spadil, is that true?
I didn't see the closed caption video. I thought it was a little easy to.
Well, the little boy that says, "I'm sorry, but I can't stop laughing." You're not going to be able to really hear that part.
Okay. Here it is. Okay. We'll stop it if you can't hear it.
One of them is home, but she's going to poop like crazy, okay? No, I'm not. Stop. It's not funny. She has to get surgery when it's over. It's not funny at all.
So you can't play?
Well, I can ask.
Okay, she already started. Well, I can't stop laughing.
She started already. Oh, it's bad.
I can't sight that fast.
Yeah. Oh, it's bad.
All right, Spadil. There you go, buddy.
Thank you.
Played it for you. There you go. There's a story this morning out of Evergreen. Did you see that Airbnb that was destroyed?
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
It is crazy.
How many people were in the house?
I honestly,
did they say?
You know what? I only read the headline, so I have no information for you.
Evergreen. I saw the house. Now, it's not a mansion, but it's one of those nice mountain homes. It really is nice. And I guess a group of people went in there and just completely destroyed this place.
Yeah, and she's had it for a while, I guess, and she's been an Airbnb person for a while. Man, that sucks.
And you're rolling the dice when you're Airbnb owner, aren't you?
I don't know.
They're looking at criminal charges for this thing, yeah?
Yeah. All right,
here's the audio.
Bought it in 2021.
And since then, Martiz has chosen to rent the Evergreen home out for visitors when she isn't staying there. This weekend, a renter checked in to stay from Saturday to Sunday. Martiz says she heard them talking on a security camera, hearing a much larger group than she expected.
I just had a feeling in my gut that it wasn't going to be good.
When she got to the home after they left, walking up the stairs to the front door left her speechless.
There was alcohol everywhere. We probably put away easily 300, 400 bottles.
Whoa. Trash everywhere. Her furniture stacked in one room, she believes to make room for a rave in her living room. And alcohol wasn't the only substance left behind.
Small bags with a pink powder in it.
The smell of cigarettes still lingers a day later. Cigarette butts even thrown into a tree outside.
We have signs all over the house that no smoking is allowed.
And the gum everywhere you step.
I mean, I've never seen so much gum in my life. So we scrape gum from my kitchen, from the living room. We have to change the entire carpet.
Martiz says her Airbnb listing only allows for a handful of people to stay there at a time. The Clear Creek County Sheriff estimates 80 to 100 people were there.
I just feel so disrespected, so violated.
Holy cow!
Wow. But kind of like, what was she thinking? You're not supposed to do it for one night. Saturday to Sunday tells you that's a party.
Yeah.
I don't know the rules.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, that's why, like, when you do a regular Airbnb, they make you get it for at least 3 days.
And I bet you she even got a notification from Airbnb that was like, hey,
this is only one night. Yeah.
You might want to put a flag on this.
Yeah.
And not only that, when I see the camera and I've got questions, I call the police, don't I, and send them over there to see what the hell's going on at my house.
You would think.
Yeah,
you
why not?
Think. Because the rules on Airbnb is that there are no parties allowed.
Right.
Yeah.
And especially this closed. I mean, this was Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
So a lot of people threw their parties this weekend to party for Halloween.
Yeah, so I bet it was a Halloween party.
Is that when it happened?
Yeah.
Saturday.
Saturday.
It was just
Sunday.
Past Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy cow. Man, oh man. Did
I bet it was a Halloween party.
Yeah.
They stacked up all the furniture in one room.
But I mean, honestly, what was she thinking? It's Halloween weekend.
I don't know.
It's kind of on her.
I mean, I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying that's a huge red flag. I want a house for one night.
One of the TV stations this morning said they're looking to file criminal charges against these people. Good luck with that if it's 80 to 100 people.
Well, and doesn't she have in all her fine print, you know, like if you damage this, damage that, they'll put it on your credit cards?
You'd think.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Wow. That's not good.
Tabloid trash. We'll do it next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Somebody said, it's not true, Jamie, that you can't get it for one night. We do it all the time for soccer tournaments. I just know when I've tried to do it for one night, the people that I have liked their houses, they put a block on one night. But,
yeah, it's probably the person that owns the house
correct.
Who makes the call.
Yeah,
so this lady just didn't realize it, I guess.
Yeah. So
maybe it's never happened to her. She's just never seen that, you know.
Well, you just don't think it'll happen.
One night.
Yeah, you just don't think it'll happen to you, right? Yeah. Noah Khan says that somebody stole his credit card and they bought 15 hot dogs.
Hey guys, it's Noah. I was in LaGuardia Airport today and somebody stole my wallet and it's currently flying with it to Louisville, Kentucky. Hope you're having a nice flight. I hope they have those little olives that they have in the bag that are somehow cold, even though they've been in a closet all day. All good. They took the wallet. I just want you to know a couple things about it. So, like most people, I keep money in my wallet, but unlike most people, I take all my into my wallet. So if you've held the wallet today, there is a 95% chance you have my disgusting hemorrhoidal poop all over your hands.
Oh, my.
I'm assuming you've touched your mouth. You've eaten my today. So just want to make sure you knew that. You know, there's about $500 total. Spotify pays about 0.04 cents a stream. So you're eating my poop and you have no money. If you want to return it to me, I would love my wallet.
What's going on today? Do we have like a theme? Credit cards and poop?
Right? Oh my gosh. Yeah. So he wrote, the guy who took my wallet went to a Kentucky football game last night and he bought 15 overpriced hot dogs. He said, come on, dog. We got to be collaborative in our spending. Check with me first. So yeah, I don't know why he didn't just shut it off, but whatever. Anyway, let's see here. What else do I have for you? Oh, you guys, I did watch The Voice. I'm back into The Voice again. I like it again. I was out for a little bit and then I'm back in because, you know, like when I fold laundry, I'm like, what am I going to watch? So I watched The Voice and, man, there are a lot of bigger girls this year.
Contestants?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
I haven't noticed.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just...
Yeah, I haven't seen it, so...
I feel like processed food are our enemy, I think.
Yeah.
But now that I've lost weight, I'm a judger, and so I keep thinking, like, oh, my God, if you just took Ozempic. That's what I keep thinking. And there's big guys, too. And I'm like, oh, my... Because it just seems like it's such an easy fix now for me, because, you know, I don't do anything but take a shot. And so I literally want to walk up to people now and just shoot them up. Is that wrong?
Yeah. Probably.
Just give them a shot against our will.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a drug that you didn't ask for.
Yeah, I don't know.
There might be a problem with that.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to go up and just shoot people up with it and go like, you get a shot, and you get a shot, and you get a shot. Like, this stuff is a miracle. Anyway.
Now, because you saw these big girls on the program, it brought you back to it?
Yeah, it did. It reminded me of not liking myself and not liking my weight and
not
stuff.
Not feeling comfortable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is an easy fix. I'm sure that you feel uncomfortable on stage and insecure, you know, because of your... Because, I mean, look, we're girls. We love fashion and all that stuff. And when it doesn't fit right or it's tight or you look frumpy in it, you're sad. I mean, you just don't even want to go anywhere. You're like, yeah. Oh, my God. And then when you finally start taking the shot, you're like, oh, that's right, I'm hot.
Man, women are so different.
Well, I don't...
The guys.
I don't know. These two yahoos pretty much are gym rats. I feel like if they got heavy, they'd be upset.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think they would, but I don't think they'd watch a TV show just to see fat people.
Why
to make
not?
Themselves feel better.
No, I think you missed the whole point. I never said that.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
No, that wasn't it. Anyway, Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll recently played a show in Little Rock, Arkansas. And while he was in town, he invited anybody and everybody to have Gus's Chicken. Here is the audio.
When I first started coming to Little Rock, Arkansas, I played a place called Sticky's Chicken Shack. It had 200 people. I sold it out. I was so proud. The next time I came, I played a place called The Rev Room. Right next to it's a place called Gus's Chicken. We ate Gus's Chicken every time we played The Rev Room. I played that place 10 times. If you come to Gus's Chicken in Little Rock, Arkansas today, the food is on me, baby. Come get you a meal. This one's on me to honor our sold-out show at Simmons Bank Arena. To all y'all artists playing Sticky's and playing The Rev Room, dude, I played Sticky's 10 times. I played The Rev Room 20 times. Keep playing, baby. Keep playing, baby.
Keep playing.
Keep on.
I think he spent like $19,000, it said.
Have you ever had Gus's?
I have not.
It is delicious. It's good stuff.
One of my friends just texted me, I really need that shot.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a miracle. It's just a miracle. All right, Giselle. Everybody's talking about this. Giselle Bundchen is pregnant with baby number 3 at 44 years old. Giselle Bundchen, Tom Brady's ex-wife, is pregnant and expecting her first child with that jujitsu guy. I guess they're officially a couple, huh?
Yeah. Looks that way.
Yeah. I guess they've been dating since June 2023, and this will be her third child and his first. She's been divorced, which we were talking about this earlier. It's kind of shocking. She's already been divorced 2 years, although it doesn't feel like it's been that long.
Literally just feels like it happened 6 months ago.
Yeah. Boy.
I do know, with her financial status compared to his, I mean, he's jujitsu, okay? So, man, oh, man, he's done it right.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did. But she did, like, she tweeted out, like, or not tweet, I don't know what, she did Instagram or something, and she's like, you know, thank you so much for giving me power. I think it's important for every woman to learn self-defense, and I feel like, this just between you and I.
Yeah.
I feel like they were having an affair, maybe.
I think that's been rumored.
Has it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Several times.
I feel like there's no way they didn't.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, he was on the road playing football.
Yeah.
You know, and
he was gone a lot.
And she literally was doing these jiu-jitsu lessons prior to the divorce. So something was going on.
Everybody's like, oh my God, you're fat shaming, you're fat shaming. No, I'm just telling you, I used to be like that. I'm like your Lizzo, you know, where you're like, oh my God, I'm happy. Oh, I'm going back to the voice. I'm happy that I could lose the weight, and I pretended to be happy when I was chunky, but I wasn't happy when I was chunky. So I'm your Denver Lizzo.
That's a tagline right there. Denver Lizzo.
I don't know if I want to be that.
Self-proclaimed.
Okay, I'm done. There you go. Devil trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. Only a couple of days away from the trick-or-treating. Neighborhoods are going to be packed. Be sure and be careful out there when you're driving around. And, man, the temperatures are going to drop, too, just in time for Halloween.
BJ and Jamie.
Frog came home from school singing this. Rah, 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 rah.
Is it? Wow.
What is it about zipping?
Oh, no, because I'm just getting blown up about what I said about it. I just want to give everybody, because people are, I don't want to have to text everybody. And sorry, but, you know. But everybody's asking me where I get mine. I get mine at Revive MD. But I want to tell you a couple of little hints about Ozempic and how maybe you can like skirt the system. It's very expensive. I'm not going to lie. It's very expensive, right? But there are some Groupon places that have Groupons for it. But please really do your research on that, because some of them are shady and I don't know what's in the compounds. But do your complete research on these places. Look at the reviews. Make sure they're legit. The other thing is my friend, he's a guy, and he was just diagnosed with diabetes, a heart murmur, high blood pressure, you know, like all this crap.
Wow.
And he's so pissed off. And so what his doctor did and said, you know what, it's going to be, because he's overweight. He said, it's going to be much better for you and much cheaper in the long run if we just get you on Ozempic now. And then you won't have to pay for diabetic medicine later because we'll get your weight down. And so his doctor actually prescribed it.
So it's insurance.
So the insurance paid for it. So if you find a doctor that'll work with you, if you feel like that, you know, that it's affecting your health all the way around, you can find a doctor that will work with you and write it up for
cool.
you. Yeah. So just some hints.
It's been helping a lot of people.
Oh,
especially
so
with
many.
Diabetes that are diabetic, and then all of a sudden they're not diabetic.
They're not taking insulin anymore. Yeah. So it is
right.
a miracle.
I want to go from Ozempic to Botox.
Okay.
Because BJ and Jamie are your injection connection.
Whoa. You run out of air.
Yeah, I did.
Man,
I got overly excited.
Yeah,
on that
you
one.
Sure did.
All right, listen. There's a lady. I guess she invented Botox. I assume Botox was invented like 200 years ago. I have no idea. All right, Botox.
Well, it's botulism.
She invented it, and she posted herself online, and she said, "Look at me. I have no wrinkles, and I invented Botox."
She looks fabulous,
she's
by the way.
She's 76 years old.
She looks
this lady
amazing.
Is pushing 80. 80?
She looks really... So I like that she's posted this, because the fear has been, because we didn't know a lot about Botox, is if you're not using these muscles, because it paralyzes your muscles, right? So if you're not using those muscles, the thing was that everybody scared me is like, someday your face will just fall off the muscle.
Yeah, you'll have like atrophy.
Yeah, because you're not using it. Right, just like when, you know, you're laying in a hospital bed.
Yeah.
But don't you think the older she gets, the more bizarre she's going to look? Because when you're 80, you're expected to look near 80, okay? And when you look like you're, you know, in your 20s and you're 90,
Yeah, but she's
it
not.
It comes
like the,
off a little weird
I think
looking
she looks
to me.
Fantastic.
No. I'm saying
she doesn't
as she
look
gets
like
older.
She doesn't look like the cat lady or anything.
Yeah,
she
it's
has
not
eyes.
Like these people that yeah. have like plastic surgery.
But
I would say Botox looks.
She
way
just
better.
She just looks like she's lived a healthy lifestyle, like no smoking, no drinking, all that stuff, and you know.
Who is that big entertainer out in Vegas? What was his name? The guy that's like 100 years old. And his
Wayne
skin
Newton.
Is so
yeah, Wayne
tight.
Newton, yes.
Yeah, but he's had a lot of work done.
I mean, that guy, his skin is so, he looks weird.
But he's had plastic surgery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the difference. She
and
looks,
it doesn't even move.
No, but she looks natural.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
She's got her picture out there. We're going to put it on Facebook. Yeah, she looks really good.
She
for
does.
76
yeah,
years
she
old.
She looks amazing.
And she's used Botox all, she invented it.
And that's another one. Oh, I want to tell you guys this one too, if you can't afford Botox. I got all the insurance scams for you. So the other thing is if you go in and tell your doctor that you have migraine headaches that are like, you know, just taking you down,
yeah.
they'll prescribe Botox for your forehead.
No kidding?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, oh, you know all the secrets.
I know.
Actually, my buddy gets Botox injections jeez. Into his
armpit for sweating.
Yes.
Yeah. Our old producer used to get his armpits injected.
I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah, because it's an actual medical condition.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I got all, listen, and if you guys need a new car, put some peaches in it right. and a bear will destroy it.
And you too can know all these medical shortcuts too if you'll yeah. just marry a doctor one day.
Right?
Or date a few. Date
yeah,
a few.
Whatever it takes. Yeah. Yeah.
Jamie knows from podiatrist to whatever.
I don't know, not podiatrist.
Oh, what was it?
Orthopedic surgeon.
Orthopedic surgeon. Sorry yeah. about that.
Give him all his credit for how long he went to school.
Colonoscopies? She knows it
oh,
all.
Oh, yeah. I do those for free.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Going to turn cold. Well, cool. Very cool. Freeze warning for tomorrow night. Maybe a little moisture in the air. Nobody knows for sure. But some people will get some spitting of snow. That'll be weird to see, right?
We need some moisture bad.
I mean, after 82 degrees yesterday?
I almost brought out the humidifier.
You did?
Yeah, because I'm getting shocked again. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my skin is going to like just fall off it. It's so dry.
So dry.
Ugh.
Yeah, we need it. We yeah. really do. All right, I got something I want to share with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing it because my wife is at work, okay?
Okay. Oh.
But I'm on to her reindeer games for Christmas.
Okay.
Right? I'm on to these reindeer games that wives like to play with their husbands, thinking we're so stupid, okay? All right. So
quite the setup, BJ.
Over the weekend,
I feel like there's some anger.
I know.
Well, wait till you hear.
Okay.
Over the weekend, I go into my T-Mobile account. We love T-Mobile. Jamie endorses T-Mobile. We love them.
Right.
I go in because one of my kids asked about an extra line for a laptop or iPad or something. Okay. But I did notice in my basket on the T-Mobile account is the brand new iPhone 16 Pro.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, as you know, my wife is very irritated with me because my phone, you can only answer on the speaker.
Which is crazy.
So she doesn't like having her conversations when she calls me everyone to know.
Well, it's uncomfortable for right. everyone.
Yeah, like we don't need to hear the conversation
yeah,
either.
Right. Especially when they're arguing. It's all on speaker.
Yeah. gotcha. All right. But now that that's in my basket, I know who put it there. My wife did. And she's going to get the iPhone 16 Pro for Christmas for Beige. All right?
No, you're getting her old one.
Yeah. She's getting it for herself.
No, I got this figured out, Jimmy. Hang on. You're jumping the gun on me.
That's usually
hang
how
on.
It goes.
No, I'm going to get the 16 Pro. But guess whose name on the account and who's paying for the 16 Pro? Think about
your own
this.
Gift?
No, think about
hold
it.
Hold on.
I think
it's going to get even worse than that. I think she's getting the 16 Pro, you're getting her old phone, and you're still paying for it.
No. Nobody gives you the old phone for Christmas. I'm going to get the 16 Pro. But I do know for a fact that it's not going to be paid for in full. Okay, so what she's going to do is she probably will get the whatever deal they're throwing out there right now for
right.
you to sign up for this. She's probably reaping that as a little bonus to her. But yes, I'm going to be making monthly payments on the 16 Pro,
yeah.
but that's going to be my Christmas present. Is that a bunch? That's a sham.
Well, it is for you because she actually works. I do feel bad for stay-at-home moms because they feel like my girlfriend's a stay-at-home mom, and she has so much guilt when you know, when it comes to buying him a gift, because he's going to be paying for it because she's a stay-at-home mom. And she's like, oh my God, it's just awful at Christmas because I want to get him something nice, but it's his own money.
Yeah. I could see how that would be
a
thing.
So that's kind of a, but
yeah,
she,
but that's not my wife.
No, I just said that. I said, I feel, that's who I feel sorry for. Yeah. But your situation, she's just a scam artist.
No. It's about how making you feel good that you got this great gift for Christmas, but then screw you at the same time.
Yeah.
It's all about that. Put the old right to you, man.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Well, because Carson did that to his wife. Remember? He did the whole, let's go to a bunch of different hockey games for Christmas.
You're right. Yeah. You did this, Carson.
And you pulled this off.
Bree
does not want to go to hockey games in Arizona and LA.
Carson, you're just like
a wife. Well, Arizona's one of her favorite places to go.
Yeah, okay, but not to see a hockey game.
You're exactly right. Yeah, he pulled the same little trick. But I'm on to her shenanigans, fam. I see it over the weekend, and I would have never seen it. I would have never seen it because I don't look at the T-Mobile account and I don't look at the payment each month. I just know that it's X amount of dollars and blah, blah, blah. And I would have never caught it probably. So I'll get the phone and not just assume that she paid for it.
You know, you're giving me a little bit of PTSD about this phone situation. So my son's dad and I went in on a new iPhone for my kid about, I think he was like 15, something like that. And we agreed that we would split it, right?
Yeah.
And at that Christmas, he was with his dad. He's like, oh my God, dad got me a new iPhone. Oh my God. Really? Because I paid $500 for that sucker.
He got all the credit.
All the credit. He never even told my kid I put in $500 or something.
No, it was all me, son.
Now, from a guy's perspective, that's okay. I don't have a problem with that story, okay? No.
So mad.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. Again, it's going to get very, very cool. In fact, downright cold. Freeze warning for tomorrow night. Snow, possibly, too.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, I know that you've mentioned here before on the air that one day that you possibly would run for governor, remember?
I want to be a congressperson.
Congress?
Yeah,
Congress. Not governor?
No, Congress, I think you make more money. Like, all those people become millionaires.
All right, I got a stance that you could take that's going to win it for you. This is a platform that is a home run. You will win the election.
If you
just get involved and adapt this, okay?
Okay, is it like taking money on the backside from the Chinese or something?
No, but go ahead and do that.
Okay, I just feel like as a congressperson, you get more opportunities to make crooked money.
Yeah. You need to run on making the last Saturday in October Halloween, no longer the 31st.
I like it.
Put it on a Saturday.
Dude.
I'm sick and tired of middle of the week, Halloween on a Tuesday.
So are teachers.
Yeah.
Halloween on a Wednesday blows. Thursday, not so bad.
Why can't we do that?
Saturday, last Saturday of the month.
You could be my campaign manager.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you,
this is a home run. Everybody out there wants it. I don't know anybody that wants it to stay on October 31st. You could go with the last Saturday of October, and boom, you got it.
And then I'll say, we'll pay off all student debt. Oh, wait.
I don't think that's going to work. This time around.
Schmidl is just telling us that. The reason why I thought of that is because Schmidl said that he just got a credit call from the people that loaned him money for college.
Yeah, he still hasn't started paying his student loans back. So
that's why that was on top of mind. I apologize.
But no, think about it. Think about it. We do it with Labor Day. We move it. It never stays on the same date. It seems on the first Monday of September,
I do like this.
We do it with Memorial Day.
Yeah.
We do it with Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's not one particular day. Yes, it is. It's on a Thursday. We know that. But it's always the last Thursday of November. It's never a specific number.
Do you have any idea of the history of why it's always the 31st? Because I don't.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. I have no idea. But they have flirted, and they continue to do it every year. Right now is when they do it. Right now they bring up, we want to look into moving it on the last Saturday of October. But nothing ever gets done.
Was it Powerball Pete that was talking?
Kind of like.
Bossy
no, man. I was just doing whatever voice came to mind.
Sorry, because that seemed like you were talking
to Pete. This is a very serious issue. I don't feel like you're taking it seriously.
I am. I'm just having a conversation with you, and you sound like Powerball Pete.
We need to move that to the next Saturday.
By the way, Powerball Pete.
Yeah.
He loves candy. You can look at him and tell. Wow. He loves candy.
Okay, did you see?
He's eating a lot of candy.
Did you see his refrigerator?
No.
It is hilarious. He has his Ozempic shots in the side, along with pounds of candy around him.
No way.
That's why you take the shot, so you can eat candy. Right?
But anyway, going back to this. Okay, it says Halloween is celebrated on October 31st because it is the night before All Saints Day, a Christian holiday that honors saints and the martyrs. Is that it? Oh, that's it. Okay.
Saints and martyrs. We dress up like devils.
So before All Saints Day, they had a day that was called Samhain, and it was a Celtic festival, and it celebrated, it was like the night of the dead. Like the ghosts are supposed to return.
Yeah,
and stuff
it's a
like
demon
that.
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's the day before Saint.
This seems movable.
Yeah, I think it's movable.
I feel like we can too.
Nobody's locked into that. Look, it just makes sense. You got the little kiddos, they got school the next day. Saturday makes all the sense in the world. If you don't have kids, you're adults, you want to party a Saturday night. Perfect time to party. Because honestly, a party last Saturday, yeah, it was Halloween before, but it wasn't really close to Halloween. It was 6 days away. Not the same.
Yeah, people always celebrate the hot, like if it's on a Thursday, they always celebrate the weekend prior to.
But here's the only problem. Next year, it's going to be on a February, so this is probably a bad time to bring it up.
On a February?
February, Friday. It's on a Friday. Next time, next year. So this is probably...
Yeah, but I mean, Friday's okay, but it's Saturday...
Still Saturday. Yeah, but Friday's still great.
Yeah.
And so I'm just saying, like, we might want to wait until it's a Monday again before we bring this up.
It won't matter. It comes up every year. It comes
He's getting
up
all serious about this.
Year. It is serious.
Adamant, man. No, Jamie, you don't get it.
Well, the... Never mind.
I get it.
Never mind. You're not getting it, Jamie.
What part am I not
the
getting?
The thing needs to be moved. Come on. It's really simple.
I can't believe this. Not a Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, too sweet, sweet, sweet. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. A couple of days here before Halloween. Are you prepared? Do you? Oh, you're going out.
I'm going out of town.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. So no trick-or-treaters for me.
Yeah, yeah. Do you turn the lights off?
Yeah. Well, I have a house sitter coming.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but I asked him if he could, you know, hand it. He's like, I'm really not into that.
He's just not going to do anything.
He's like, well, I'm not going to, like, he's like, I'm the house sitter. I'm not like your trick or treat bitch.
You know, I'll tell you this. If it's me and I'm sitting inside my house, let's say, and I'm the only one at home, like this person would be, right? And I got the lights all dimmed out, but I'm watching maybe a football game or something like that. And I keep hearing ding dong, ding dong.
And little kids laughing and giggling.
Little kids laughing. I feel like a real schlep.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I got to hide from these little kids.
I feel like he is a little bit of a
monsters.
This person is a little bit of a schlep.
I don't have any candy, so I got to hide from these little monsters.
Well, I said, I'll buy all the candy and everything. And he's like, oh, my God, really?
I would like to see all their costumes and stuff.
He'll just be a single guy in my house handing out candy, and they'll be like, who are you?
Yeah. Well, that is true. There's
that. Sounds like you hired me.
It does, right? He's like, oh, come on.
I would, though. I'd feel a little bit guilty.
Well, you've done it before. Remember you said one year you turned out all the lights because you guys ran out, I think?
Yeah, we ran out of candy.
Yeah.
And I think it felt guilty
you
then.
You did.
But I would if I heard the little kids and that doorbell ringing, dogs barking, you know.
But I get it. It's not his neighborhood. He doesn't know anybody. You know, it's like, it's fine.
It's children.
I understand. But
90% that come to my door, I don't know.
But it wasn't, you know, when I said, hey, do you mind a house set because I'm going to California? And he's like, oh, yeah, no problem at all. But then I tried to throw in, and can you be the trick-or-treater guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It could keep the Jamie White tradition going.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with large candy bars and all that.
I'm not going to fight with him about it.
Yeah. Not worth it, I guess.
Nope.
If he's not into it, he just, you know, alienate the kids.
Right.
Don't
no, I already
Don't
put in my
now.
Neighbor. I already put in my neighborhood Facebook page that I wouldn't be open for business.
So they know not to go there.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: you live in a neighborhood, and I do kind of, but not probably like yours or Carson's. Do you get the drifters, the people that come from out of the neighborhood
because
they know your neighborhood's going to be a little bit better when it comes to
the
candy quality?
Well, we were actually the drifters. Because
you were?
Yeah, because our houses are kind of like it's a little bit further. apart, some sections. And so what we did is we went to Taya's neighborhood every year because those houses were like house.
Like mine.
Yeah. And so I put my kid in a wagon and I mean, it was, and everybody was in their driveways with fire pits and stuff. So that was a better neighborhood.
Yeah. It's always good to look out there and see what side of town's the best. Okay, and I'm talking about your own neighborhood. I'm not necessarily talking about town from town to town, but in your own neighborhood, you've got other certain places in the neighborhood a little bit more upscale than the other parts. Okay, hit the big ones, hit the good ones.
Well, I see it's a fine line because you can go to Cherry Hills and get one candy bar, but you have to drive between each house because they're all estates. Or you can go to the like super duper suburbs where you're like candy.
Yeah, quantity is more.
Jamie, mine sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, house to house. We do our neighborhood, and it's very low quality. But the good news is that Frog's so young, he doesn't notice it yet.
Yeah.
But when you're handing out those little bitty packets of Twizzlers.
Or the dots.
Yeah. That crap. We get bubble gum. A piece of bubble gum.
Really?
Come on, step it up, folks. Right?
Yeah.
Our neighborhood's the worst. You know when you go into the store and you buy that big bag of candies, like 1,000 pieces for $4?
And it's that generic weird stuff?
Yeah.
It's dots.
The off-brand.
That's us. Yeah. That's us. That's our neighborhood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. Go take your kid to Cherry Hills.
Well, as he gets older, next year we'll probably have to step it up a little bit. Yeah. We'll probably have to hit Red Rocks or something.
Oh, you know? Those houses are nice.
Yeah, we'll have to go big.
Yeah. But you will have to drive between those. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's a fine line. Yeah.
Well, up there you could rent a golf cart.
That's right.
That's my house, right?
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So I just got a text from my friend. Well, she's in the friend group, and she's like, hey, do you guys realize that this day last year, we had a big old blizzard?
I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so I asked you guys to go through your Facebook memories and see, and I sure enough, I have my son and his ex-girlfriend. They built a little snowman. I have a picture of my car that's just covered, and then BJ went to his memories, and it's just him dressed up as Gumby.
Yeah. I guess I didn't post the snow that day. I went with Gumby instead.
You went with your
October
outfit.
October 29th, 2015.
No, that's 2015. This is 2023. Oh, that's the last time you posted.
That's how long it's been since I posted.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
I know this might surprise you, but I don't use Facebook.
No.
That's wild to me.
It is. Me too. And you have pictures of your dogs like frolicking in the
like
snow.
Zane, he was still a puppy.
Yeah.
He was his first snow. He's
BJ
never
is Gumby.
Yep. Oh my God.
Yep.
God. All right. There is a Oscar buzz going on already, and that's because of Angelina Jolie. They're saying her new movie, which I can't remember the name of it, but they said it's amazing. I guess she's an opera singer.
She is. Really?
She plays an opera singer. She trained for 7 months with a professional opera singer.
She can sing?
After training. For seven months, yeah.
Well, you got to have that talent in order just to train to do that.
So she sings throughout the whole thing, and they're saying it's buzzworthy for an Oscar.
Wow.
I bet Brad's so mad.
She must be really good.
I don't know. I haven't heard it yet.
Well, opera's very difficult.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you for explaining that to me.
Well, I'm just saying that opera's a lot
so
different.
So is yodeling.
Well, aren't you cranky today?
Just saying.
Just making an observation.
And I'm making
I've
one, too.
I've never known that Angelina Jolie could even sing a note.
Don't you feel like you can yodel?
I'll just be over here.
Don't you feel like you can do it? I feel like it's one of those things, like being a florist. I feel like I'm being a florist, but I can't. But I feel like I can yodel.
I mean, I feel like I was pretty close.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I feel like I'm Jewel.
Did she yodel?
Oh, yeah. She's good? An amazing yodeler.
Yeah, she's known for that.
Yeah, she did it at Red Rocks. You're like, what the hell's going on?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Man, that'd be a great place to yodel, too.
It would.
Can you imagine the echo?
Oh,
I know. It was pretty amazing.
Coming off those rocks, man, that'd be nice.
Although I did look at Christy, I go, I wish she'd stop.
It got a little much.
Yeah, because she was like feeling the crowd, like they were all into it, but It went a little
long. Yeah, yodeling's hard to dance to.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to dance to.
It is.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it really is. You're not wrong there. And twerking, really weird.
No.
All right, I'm done. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, yeah. But in the meantime, Brad Pitt is down in Mexico for the Grand Prix that went on over the weekend. And he's doing this new F1 movie. Man, that guy does not age. It is amazing.
And I saw the trailer for it. He looks like he did it at Ocean's 11.
I agree with that.
Crazy.
Yeah, so this new F1 movie is coming out. I wonder if you're kind of upset that your ex-wife is getting like Oscar buzz and it's a really deep movie and you're driving a race car. Like Talladega Nuts.
Yeah.
You know? I'd be a little like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have taken this. There's a new disease sweeping the nation and it's not good, friends. It's called Larsa Fever. And it's, no, it's not Larsa. I was just doing that joke because what's her name is on Real Housewives. Anyway, it's a Lassa fever. And I guess it comes from rodents in Africa. And this guy, I guess he was in Africa for a few days and he saw a rodent and I don't know what happened. But then he came back to Iowa and he passed away.
He must have ate it.
I don't know if he ate it.
I think the rat.
It said it's from droppings.
I don't know.
Yeah, so it's really scary. I hate it when we get a new disease I've never heard of.
They say this particular one, much like Ebola, that you bleed from the eyes.
Yeah. God.
What?
That is awful, isn't it? Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you about? Oh, yeah. I'm not going to play the audio again, but Noah Kahan, I guess he had his wallet stolen. We play him on the Radio Ranch here. And somebody took his credit card and bought 15 hot dogs at the Kentucky-Auburn game.
You know, I kind of see how this is done because earlier in the broadcast, you mentioned that why he didn't cancel the card, right?
Yeah.
But there's always that period. There's always that little period when you lose a wallet or you lose a card, you leave it somewhere, you used it, you dropped it, whatever. There's that period that you think, well, I've misplaced it. It's not been stolen. I've misplaced
exactly.
it. I'll find it.
Yep.
And that's the period of danger right there. And that's where the hot dogs got charged.
Yeah.
The period of danger.
And, you know, you have so many things tied to your credit card, some of the automatic payments and all that stuff. And you're like, no, I don't want to do it.
It's a pain to change.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a hassle. So you don't want to do it. You want to give yourself the benefit of a doubt and other people, too, that nobody would steal my card.
And then they did, and then they bought. Oh, that's it. I got to turn this down. And then they bought 15 hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, at a stadium.
I think another thing people do when they steal cards, or at least I would if it were me, okay?
Yeah.
I think you make a small purchase first just to see
if
it works.
Just to test it.
Yeah. You don't take a card that you've stolen and run into Costco and buy a big screen TV. Okay?
No, I agree with you.
Because you
buy
get a candy caught bar. Right there at the counter, uh-huh. And all of a sudden it's a felony because you've spent so much money or you tried to spend so much money. You first start out with a pack of gum, okay? Then you move on from there. Just a little tip if you steal cards.
You wouldn't just stick with my candy bar that I said? You had to go with a pack of gum?
Okay, your candy bar. Whatever. I'm just trying to make a point here, Jamie.
Well, I know, but I'd said that first, and then you went over the top with the pack of gum because apparently my candy bar wasn't good enough.
Well,
you know,
my point being, start cheap.
Start small. I cannot. I'm stuck on this app, and I'm really apologizing because I wanted to tell you guys about Tom Brady's so sad.
Yeah.
You guys, it's horrible. And I got onto some weird site that I can't get. Can you try to get me out of that? Thank you. Anyway, so Tom Brady is so sad. Yesterday, it was announced that Gisele Bündchen, Gisele is pregnant, knocked up with that jiu-jitsu guy's baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tom, yesterday, after it was announced, I guess she had told Tom first about the news and that she was going public with it.
Yeah.
And so that was nice of her, right? She's like, Tom, it's just that I'm so knocked up. And he's like, what? I thought we were going to be together forever. Yeah. What? I thought like I could at least come and get some side action.
Do you have this audio?
No, but yeah.
Oh, you assume that's the way.
I'm sure that's it. Yeah. Because you know how after you get a divorce, you always go back for that one more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's comfortable.
You know? You just like, you get all a little liquored up. You're like, hey, you want to do it one more time? Well, he thought that they would have that, but now there's a bun in the oven. And it's the jiu-jitsu's kid, by the way, who has not had, this will be his first child. It'll be Gisele's third. She's 44. And then Tom, he went on Instagram and he posted the Stevie Nicks song about, well, you know, that one's that's really sad. About changes and stuff.
I don't know if I know that song.
Landslide.
Yeah, Landslide. You would know it if we heard it.
You would know it instantly.
Yeah, I don't know the words to it, though.
Well,
yeah,
I'm getting older, sure. And our kids are getting older, and I'm getting older, too. Remember that line? Yeah.
No, I don't remember, but I'll take your word for it.
It's about them.
Just thinking about lost memories.
Yeah.
Time going by.
Yep.
Need one with Fleetwood Mac.
Here, play a little bit of it there. Oh, it's an ad. Oh. Yeah. I'll wait. But you've heard it. Yeah, it's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it tells me his heart is hurt.
I don't know. I guess if my heart was broken,
you wouldn't pick a Stevie Nicks song?
No, I'd probably use more like Creepin' or something like that. That's more, you know, maybe that or...
I took my love and I took it down.
Oh, man.
I climbed a mountain and I turned around. Oh, no. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills. Oh, God. Till the landslide brought me down. So sad. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? What is love?
Yeah, it's got a sad sound. It does. All right, Tom. Okay, I get
this is so sad.
It's sad.
You can hear his heart breaking.
I think if it were me, I'd gone with Vanilla Ice, like Ice Baby.
Yeah,
something like
just
that.
Just ice her out because you're cold.
Yeah, ice.
You don't have no feelings and no soul.
Well, there's a baby. It's the only word I know that's the only song I know with a baby in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's reeling, man. He is hurting.
Well, sure sounds like it. If he went to that.
I mean, that is. It's kind of weird that he did post that.
Well, yeah, he climbed a mountain, turned around, and his family's not there anymore.
I know. Oh,
think
my
about that.
It's so bad.
Right to the heart.
He should go get somebody knocked up.
Yeah. Just a one of us.
Yeah.
Keep going.
You actually do more than she did. I think you knocked three or four up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All at the same time.
Pull a Nick Cannon.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
I think we solved that one. So, Tom, if you're listening on that Odyssey app, go. Go now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. What's that?
I was trying to figure out what she's spelling. H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
Hot to go.
Yep.
Hot to go.
Hot to go. Nah. Hot to go.
I know what we'll do.
I got an idea on a feature here.
Okay. Right.
Now, it's a short feature. It's only going to last for a week, but it might be worth doing.
Okay.
Remember yesterday at this time, we read a letter from the inmate out at the prison.
I do.
His name is Nolan. He is inmate number 68444. They love their numbers out there. That's why I continue to read it.
Right.
That's their identity at the prison. So he's out at the federal prison, and he wrote our show that he listens every day. He said, "Dear BJ, Jamie, Carter and Dylan, I love you guys. Been listening since 2020. And the reason he wrote us is because we inquired, I wonder what P. Diddy is eating in prison."
Right. So he sent us an actual menu.
He sent us the menu, and he said that this menu is used at federal prisons throughout America, which means Diddy is eating what's on this menu. Okay?
Exactly.
Hey, Spadil, can you fire up some music for this new feature?
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Oh,
what
yeah.
You gonna do
what's the feature?
Bad boys, what you
the menu.
Oh, God.
What you gonna do when they come?
What's being served today at the prison? Yeah, that's my new feature.
Wow, I like it. I like it. So today is Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday. Yeah. We did yesterday being Monday. Mm-hmm. So I thought we'd follow through with this for the rest of the week.
Oh, this is great.
Now, let me reiterate what we had yesterday, okay? Yesterday, if you remember, for breakfast, we had, and I'll go quickly, cereal and Pop-Tarts. Then for lunch,
I have a question. So, like on Thursday, are you going to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday again?
No, I'm just reiterating for today.
Oh, okay.
I might do the day before. But not the entire week.
Why don't we just do the day? Just one day.
Well, we have until 10 o'clock. Plenty of time. If I want to read the whole thing, doesn't really matter,
okay,
does it? It's either that or more hot to go. H-O-T-T. All right, listen. Yesterday, if you remember, we had cereal and Pop-Tarts for breakfast. And out at the federal prison, we also had Southwest chicken wraps for lunch. Or you could get the tofu for those of you looking, you know, not to eat meat. Or at dinner, you could have turkey roast sandwich or navy beans. Remember, yesterday was yum, yum. That's a good Monday if you think about it. All right, so for Tuesday.
Sorry, Carson and I are playing words with friends with each other.
All right. let me, since you said that, let me turn on Spadil's mic.
Okay, all right.
Spadil, you love incarcerated people just like me, don't you?
Oh, yeah, they're my favorite. I mean, those are my people.
Yeah, because you got a lot of friends that are in jail.
Okay.
Right? So do I.
I believe I'm the only person that's gone to jail out of this whole group.
That is true.
Our friends, we hang with these people.
No, I know, but I'm saying out of our group, right. I've actually been booked.
You're one of the friends that I'm counting as my friends.
Yeah, but I talk about it. I don't care. It was dismissed.
Right. For Tuesday, here we go. For breakfast, bran flakes and coffee. Now that'll make you poop in the prison. Bran flakes. Think about it. They're doing that for a reason.
So he's poop Diddy.
That's flushing all this other crap out of you.
Oh, they want to help you out, huh?
Poop Diddy.
Yeah, Poop Diddy is having bran flakes this morning. You got to figure that's put in there for a Tuesday for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're coming off a big weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Make it regular.
Bran flakes on a Tuesday. That's to straighten you up for the week ahead, too.
Okay, yep.
Right? Bran flakes.
This is so dumb. This is
bran flakes every day.
Wait, what did you do today? Wait, hold on. What'd you do today? Oh, we did the menu from the Fed prison.
What you gonna do?
I feel like starting over.
When they come for you, bad boys. What you gonna do?
Only two more meals left, you guys.
Well, we didn't finish breakfast yet.
Okay.
So let me start over.
Okay.
Tuesday. Right. Tuesday out in prison. Federal prison.
Yeah.
Little flush me out. Mm-hmm. Little bran flakes for breakfast along with coffee cake. Okay.
We got it. Yep.
Got that for breakfast. All right. For lunch, we have a chicken patty for you.
Cool. That sounds nasty.
It doesn't say anything else. Chicken patty. Now, if you're don't eat meat, well, you're on your own on this one because the only thing we have to offer you is a chicken patty with no skin on it.
Ugh.
If you're vegetarian, tough.
Okay? Yeah, okay.
You're just going to have to skip lunch, okay? All right, for dinner tonight, now this sounds delicious as a prison food.
Okay.
Salisbury steak. Can you imagine Salisbury steak behind bars?
In prison.
I don't think it's Boston Market quality.
Look at this, dude. I'm licking my lips. Along with black-eyed peas.
Nice.
I love black-eyed peas.
Okay, good.
I don't know if it's prison peas I love, but I like black-eyed peas.
It sounds like you want to go visit or something.
Well, I'm saying they're eating better than me right now.
Right?
Yeah, I'd like to have a little prison Salisbury steak, to be honest with you.
My God.
All right, there you go. That's the Tuesday menu. Thank you to Nola, an inmate out. Oh, wait.
Can't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Inmate number 68444 out at the state prison. We appreciate it, Nola.
Bad boys. What you gonna do?
All right, let me know on text data. What do you think of the feature? 51059. What do you think of the new feature? I think the way that was done, I think that's absolutely tremendous. Tremendous. All right. All right. Let us know at 51059. Thank you so much for playing along.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Spadil. Where'd Spadil go? Oh, man, he's going to miss the best part of the show.
Oh, where'd he go?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He loves when Carson gets chewed out.
It's not a chew out. It's a disappointment.
I know, but I want Spadil here to win this because it's such a great moment for him.
Well, should we
he's
wait?
He's always in competition
I know
with
he
Carson.
Is. Yeah, that is
you
true.
You know that, right, Carson? He's always trying to compete with you on everything.
I feel like he does a lot. Yeah.
And I feel like you do with him, too.
A little bit,
a little bit there.
Yeah.
And boy, he's missing a golden moment here.
Well, it's just, okay, so BJ, you know how like everybody says we put our lives out there?
Yeah.
I mean.
It's not pretty.
It is not pretty.
No.
I mean, I talked about how one time I pooped and I had eaten a plum with the sticker on it.
Yep.
And I turned around and I'll be damned if that sticker from that plum was not on a turd.
How in the heck can a barcode survive that?
Exactly.
Think about it.
Exactly.
It was miracle.
Yeah,
miracle.
It's pretty impressive.
But it is a little embarrassing at the same time.
Of course it is.
Now, I put out their stuff all the time. I talk about, you know, how berated I am at home with my wife and how just things... just downhill in my life. I get canceled on credit cards. I talked about it earlier this morning. I got declined. On a new card. I mean, we always put that kind of stuff out there, and it's the truth.
Right. So that's just, I mean, it's not
who we are,
Jamie. It's not pretty.
And we can't change it.
It's not pretty all the time.
It's not pretty.
So I said to Carson last week when this was very popular, I said, hey, there's this Dancing with the Stars challenge, and you and Bree should do it. And what you do is she puts her foot up against yours, and then she leans, arches her back, and then you pull her up.
Exactly.
Right?
It's a whole move.
It's gone viral, right? It's like Der Club. It's like that, right? So it's gone viral.
Yes.
So he's like, okay, I'll try it. And I said, put it on all the social medias. Because everybody's doing it right now.
Now, keep in mind, when Jamie brought this up to him, we just come out of a big old meeting about social media, how to get people to come there. You know, you can't just put any slop out there. You got to make it enticing.
Right.
And so Jamie found the perfect move to kick this off right after our big meeting.
Exactly.
I mean, the timing couldn't have been any better, Jamie.
I know. Right?
Yeah.
And so I said to him, I go, hey,
hang on a second. Hey, Spadil's back. Hey, Spadil, you're back just in time. Carson's getting chewed out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
See?
I'm here for this. What did he do?
Yeah. He's getting chewed out. Hang on a second.
Okay.
She just started. You didn't miss anything.
Okay. Perfect.
It's just getting good. All right.
Carson, you settle down. All right, go ahead, Jamie. Yeah. Don't play into it like you're liking this, because you don't, okay? Yeah, there's that fakeness again. See? It's all about being real.
Yeah. All right, then I said, hey, about that social media post with the Dancing with the Stars thing, and he's like, yeah, it didn't even come close. Oh, my God, it was horrible. I go, well, yeah, post that, because that's what everybody's posting, because nobody can do it. There's a few couples that can do it, but nobody cares about that. That's not even funny, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you can do it, like, who cares? But when you're falling and it's just a S show, that's the best part of it. He's like, no, you don't understand. It was so bad. I'm like,
the more bad you make it sound, the better it is.
Exactly.
Oh. Or make it look.
Jeez, Spadil's now giving you instructions. That's got to really hurt you, Carson.
And so then Carson went to the bathroom. I'm like, you know, I can't stand how he always has to be, like, he has to appear he's perfect. Everything's so great. Oh, my God, I'm Garzlet. It's like, sometimes we fail, buddy. Sometimes we fail.
We do. And that was a terrible, terrible video, according to you. I haven't seen it. You wouldn't even show it to us.
Yeah. He's like, it was a disaster.
Well, we didn't even record it. We tried it, and then it was like, oh, well.
But that was the part that went viral with everybody, that they're falling.
Spadil, are you loving this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's being chewed out here, pal.
I'm just glad it's
you
not
you might even want to come into the room and feel it.
But, I mean, just the moment it was gone. So he's like, I said, well, what happened with that? And he's like, well, we'll do it now. I'm like, the moment's gone. It's gone. It's like that thing came and went, and now it's like, and now I feel like you'd be fake about how it was funny. You know, like you get in there and you're like, Bree, fall over.
No, I'd show you. I can't even move her.
So anyway, now I think maybe it'd be funnier if BJ and I do it.
That would be good too, yeah.
But remember, you have a bad back.
Yeah.
I say we give Carson another chance. Not that I don't want to try it with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to leave the kid out in the cold.
But don't you feel like,
shot.
I feel like the moment's gone. Yeah, so don't even worry about it.
Okay. All right, we got to go.
Okay.
We got to go. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your day-to-day. Oh, quickly here, let's update you. Weather, you're going to see a change later on today, okay? You're going to have a little bit of rain, possibly by tomorrow.
Hopefully we get rain, because Teller County's on fire.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
Maybe even dusting, snow, nothing to run to the store and, you know, stock up with. But it's going to turn really cold. You're going to feel it tonight, but tomorrow night is a hard freeze.
Yeah.
So sprinklers.
Sprinklers need to be done.
Yeah, good.
Sometimes
luck with
that. You don't get the, you know, sometimes you just let that little pipe crack.
Yeah.
That's what happened last year to me.
The old pipe cracker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
all right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
Your Twitter to good use.
We're at BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.